It's July 31st, 2026, and today's market story is a tale of two earnings. Nike is tripping over China while the AI chip boom just got a fresh vote of confidence. Dev, let's set the scene. What's the big picture heading into the last day of July?
It's a mixed close to the month. Earnings are dominating the mood, with big names in consumer and tech both reporting, and the results are pulling markets in different directions.
And beyond earnings, anything else on the macro front?
Yes. Australia just reported inflation that came in lower than expected, which is a global signal that price pressures may keep easing. That's good news for anyone watching interest rates.
And there's a geopolitical thread too, right? Something about cars in China?
Right. The U.S. is tightening its crackdown on Chinese technology inside connected cars. That's a story gaining real weight with implications for the whole auto sector.
So earnings, inflation cooling globally, and tech tensions with China. Busy day. Okay, Dev, our top story today is Nike. Walk me through it.
So Nike actually beat expectations on profit. They made more money than Wall Street thought they would. But here's the problem. They sold less than expected. Revenue missed.
And what's dragging on sales?
China, mainly. Nike's business there is struggling. Consumers in China are spending less on premium Western brands, and that's a hole that's hard to fill from elsewhere.
So for a regular person watching this, why does it matter beyond just Nike?
Nike is a bellwether, a canary in the coal mine for how American consumer brands are doing in China. If Nike is having trouble, other big brands probably are too.
And the market's reaction?
Sentiment is surprisingly steady. People aren't panicking, but this story has moved from rumor to confirmed reality, which means the pressure on Nike to fix its China problem is very real.
Let's talk about what's gaining steam and what's losing it right now.
The story gaining the most momentum is Lam Research, a chip equipment company riding the AI spending wave. The thesis that big tech will keep pouring money into AI infrastructure is solidifying fast.
And a cluster of news stories broke through today too, right?
Exactly. A wave of stories moved into confirmed territory all at once, which tells us the market is digesting a lot of new information simultaneously worth watching, whether that creates volatility.
Anything cooling off?
The Australia inflation story and the connected car crackdown are both confirmed but leaning bearish. They're not fading, just not getting louder yet.
Dev, let's steelman the other side of the Lam Research AI story. Not everyone's convinced, right?
Right. The bear case is simple. AI infrastructure spending is massive right now, but if the actual business returns on all that investment disappoint, companies will pull back and chip equipment makers like Lam get hit first.
So the risk is that the AI build-out is real, but the payoff isn't there yet?
Exactly. There's a gap between building the hardware and actually making money from it, and that gap is where the danger lives.
What should we be watching going into tomorrow?
Keep an eye on any follow-through on the connected car crackdown. If more companies get named, that story could move fast.
And the AbbVie insider activity story is one to watch too. Company insiders buying their own stock in a cluster is historically a meaningful signal.
Right, and Constellation Energy's new material agreement is quietly building. Energy and AI infrastructure are increasingly the same story.
That's your Narratick Daily for July 31st. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow. Narratick Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.